League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Come on.
Quick ask before we get started today. I am working to help people lead happier and more contented lives. My part of that is money. So if you enjoyed today's episode, or if you've enjoyed past episodes, please take a minute and leave a quick review on iTunes. Subscribe. That helps the show climb up the rankings and helps more people find it. So thanks a lot. Welcome to Money Savage, Savage Approach to Personal Finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome today's guest, strong and powerful George Papazov. George, are you ready to do this?
Let's do it, George. Really excited.
Excellent. Let's do this. George is the founder, owner, and head trainer at Trade Pro Academy. I'm excited to have you on. George, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, George. Excited to be here. Thanks for having me on. My career in trading started in early 2000 on the back of my father's inspiration. We immigrated to Canada from Eastern Europe. He was an electrical engineer, and I asked him one day for allowance money, and he said, you know, you have two options. I can give you the money, or I can tell you a little bit about how to make it, because he was at the time trading currencies. So, you know, I went for the bait, and he started to show me how to trade currency markets, Forex. And, you know, it's been a love and a passion since. So since that point, I went in to do a degree in business, and it was a financial planning degree more specifically. And my motivation was to trade for myself and help others with their finances, sort of a love for me that started there. After kind of in between the program, actually, I had an internship, and I got a chance to be on the customer service desk at a trading company here. I was attached to a bank in Canada, Scotiabank. And I was on the phone, and I took a lot of phone calls in 2008 during the depths of the recession and the housing bubble that burst. I had a lot of clients give me their stories and a lot of dark moments, if you will. And I'll never forget a lot of those phone calls. And that was really the motivation, the passion for me to say, look, I want to spend the rest of my life trading and also helping others master their finances, more specifically to navigate the financial market. So I left Scotiabank. At the time, I was sitting on the trading desk. I was licensed in Canada. They call it an investment dealer, but that's basically the trader role. So I left from there in 2016 to pursue my passion full time. Started out, the first month was a disaster, but as I kind of acclimatized, I got comfortable and carried on and have done well since. So for now, that running Trade Pro Academy and the trading community and educational side of the business, it's a passion for me that stems back from those very same phone calls. I'll never forget the voices and the need for us to be here.
Well, I certainly appreciate that. And I read on your site or in one of your bios that talking about as a teenager, your experience, how you developed a Forex trading system and you were able to earn a 50% return over a five-year period or maybe every 5 years, which is incredible. So you obviously have the mind for it. And then having the personal experience with people losing money and not necessarily understanding how money works all brought you to founding your company. So I appreciate that. So, it's the problem that you're working to solve is helping people to master their finances, become financially independent. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So really the goal is, you know, trading has become a lot more prevalent in today's market, especially with the emergence like cryptocurrencies. And, you know, people see the value in being able to be a little more active with their investments. Back in the day, it was more build a portfolio, go the safe and sound model, and, you know, hold it for the long term. Whereas today, you know, back in the day, we used to look nuts as traders. You know, why would you want to be that active? But in today's environment, with a single tweet 140 characters away from the president, it can really move the markets, and it creates a lot of sizable and opportunistic volatility. So the drive behind Trade Pro Academy was, look, people are going to do this anyways, And it's one of those businesses, very highly performance-driven business. It's equivalent to essentially becoming an athlete. And we wanted to arm the individual who's interested to invest for themselves and manage their money with the right tools, and more importantly, with the community to support that. And so that's what we really do at TradePro Academy. More than the educational courses, we pride ourselves for being a community of traders that gets together on a daily basis, trades for 2 hours a day in the morning, and then goes on with their life.
Got it. I think that's a great way to look at, and I don't really know very much about being a professional trader, but I have had the opportunity to talk to a lot of smart folks on the show who are, and thinking about it in terms of there probably aren't that many people who can beat the market, kind of like there aren't that many people who can be professional athletes, but there are people that are professional athletes, and there are people who are beating the market. It's just having the right tools and the right resources available to you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's a phenomenal point you bring up, right? It's because it's a performance sport, and you know, most people get into this industry on the belief that they're going to become rich overnight, and you know, it's not entirely there on the back of their decision. We've been marketing it that way. I mean, a lot of in our business, our industry's been marketed as, you know, sign up for a course and drive a Lambo tomorrow morning.
Right.
And that unfortunately sets the wrong expectation, and we stay very far away from that. We sell it on what it really is. But because it's a performance industry, I feel that, you know, the everyday person assumes it's a lot more about having the right information, and where really the reality of it is it's a lot more about your psychology, you know, being mentally fit to battle on a daily basis, because that is what we're doing, and that's a differentiator.
And I think that that's a really, really important thing right there. Thinking about it in terms of it's not having the right information. It's more about your psychology. Because I think that, you know, in fact, really probably me thinking about, well, how do I know more about what's going on in XYZ company or the markets than folks on Wall Street do? But your thought process is, or your beliefs, or what has helped you to be successful is it's not about that. So tell me about how it is, the psychology and the behaviors.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, in trading, I say this sometimes in the trading room, half jokingly, but at the same time, fully serious, is that as we go through life, we're taught a lot about risk, the perception of risk and safety in a way that builds programming in our subconscious mind that allows us to be safe and succeed and get through life. But those are the exactly opposite things of what you require to actually trade successfully. You know, we're taught that risk is a bad thing to avoid, and psychologically being prepared for that is knowing that this is like a business. The psychology of trading at the end of the day is the realization that this is a business. It's not something that you get overnight. You're going to have to invest time and energy into it. And if you're getting into trading, in a way, you're getting into entrepreneurship and coming in with that entrepreneurial mindset where you're saying, look, there's going to be risk. And rather than be afraid of it, I'm going to embrace it. Because I give this analogy a lot, George. This is actually an interesting one. There's not the exact percentage, but there's a small percentage chance that you get salmonella every time you eat a chicken breast.
Sure.
Right? But has that ever stopped you from eating chicken breast? It hasn't for me.
No.
Right? And in trading, the neat part about the psychology is that every single time you take a trade, you actually can know and control your risk at the very same time. And because in other aspects of life, we're not aware of the risk and we're assuming it unknowingly, we become okay with that risk. But in trading, it's okay to be able to identify it, which then gives you the opportunity to manage it. And that's where it becomes psychologically tricky. So it's really questioning and asking yourself, what is my relationship to risk? And that's where the discussion starts.
Got it. I think that makes all the sense in the world. It's having a process which is defined. You've thought about it. You're comfortable with it. You understand it. And then you apply it every day. And people that mess up and lose money, it's because they perhaps go outside the parameters that they've set for themselves.
Yeah, it's like the people who have a challenge with it tend not to think about the risk until they get hit with the reality of it. Or if we find the ones that do have the success, they start with the risk in mind. I always have a quote saying that the profit you make day trading is a result of being a good risk manager. In a way, if you're a really good risk manager, your salary is a compensation for being a good risk manager. Whereas if you go in with a mindset of, I just want to make a ton of money, forget about risk, I don't even have to think about that, a lot of people get a pretty quick awakening to that.
Got it. All right. So you've said a couple times, or maybe once, and I read it a couple times, 2 hours a day.
Right. The reason behind the 2 hours a day is because what we do, we day trade. So we also have options. Our company is structured in two ways. One aspect of it, we have the more longer term investment approach, where if you have a few positions in your portfolio, you want to generate income, you could use options. If you want to be a little bit more active, you could even stock pick a little bit, but introduce and incorporate risk management. So for the long term, even when your picks are wrong, you could still make money in some situations. And so there's that aspect. The other one that the community meets on a daily basis, and we trade for 2 hours a day, is the day trading. So what we're looking for here is momentum. So we trade futures on equity markets, on the S&P 500, on crude oil, which is the commodity market. And we're really trading futures for intraday momentum. So we start the day with cash and end the day with cash, hopefully more cash.
Right.
Not every day is a winning day, but that's the goal. And through, the reason we choose a two-hour period of 9 to 11 is that at 9 a.m., it's pre-market for the United States. The U.S. market opens at 9:30. And at 11 to 11:30, the European market closes. So that overlap window where U.S. traders are opening positions and European traders are closing positions creates a lot of volatility and depth in the market so we can have liquidity. And so that's why we choose that two-hour window. And to add a little bit more to that, you know, I find that trading as a job is one of those jobs where you can't really trade time for money. Trading's 10, 12 hours doesn't necessarily mean you get a better outcome. It's one of those jobs where it's like a sport. You get a shift, you jump in, you give it your 100%, and then you're done because your mental capital wears out pretty quick.
Got it. I appreciate that. And so, So through your site, you will teach somebody everything that they need to know to develop this process and then employ it?
Yeah, absolutely. So the OnTrade Pro Academy, the goal is to, number one, provide the education. It's very important to get a complete education. I mean, with the internet, you can pretty much get a lot of information out there, but it's the ability to be exposed to the right information at the right cycle of your development. So we have a program where people start out. You start out literally not knowing anything at all. Start out with the foundations course. Once the foundations is built, then you can really start to learn how to day trade or how to options trade, depending on what's right for you. And I stress that point a lot because I find traders get in trouble when they choose something based on an outcome they want, but it's not the right thing for them. So the course kind of guides you through, here's the foundation, now that you have that, what's right for the way you want to trade, for your schedule, for your goals. And then you go down the two paths of either swing trading or day trading. And another aspect of it is the community. So once you've gotten the education, you know, that's where some companies stop, but that's where we really begin. The community aspect, to be able to trade with other people, interact with other members, post your analysis, get some feedback. That engagement is the continuing nurturing piece to allow people to succeed.
I appreciate that, certainly. Yeah. So how much does somebody need to get started with this? You can tell us how much the program costs if you want, but I'm more, once I've completed it, how much capital do I need?
Yeah, so the programs, I'll touch on the programs very briefly. Our model is more on a monthly basis. It's a low cost monthly, because I find that programs that charge you $20,000 to learn how to trade, they make the assumption that at the end of it, you're going to be guaranteed to have information that makes you successful, whereas really it's ongoing learning that's required. So we keep it a low cost model. But in terms of what's required capital-wise, for options trading and for currency trading, more of the longer-term approach, because you're going to have to take a little bit more risk to get into positions because you're not in front of your computer all the time while the position's open, you require a little bit more capital. So the suggestion there is to start with around $10,000 US just to get your feet wet and experience it. And on the day trading side is the part where we trade futures. Futures has a lot of leverage, which means with a little bit amount of money, you could make a good return, but then that's where the risk management is so important as well. So on the future side, you could start with as little as $2,000 to $3,000. The CME just launched a new futures contract called the Micro, and that allows you to start with even less, as low as $500, and to experience the futures market. And I often suggest people start small. You know, we get people that come in with a significant chunk of capital, or they might have sold a business or done well. Another aspect, they say, I want to start big. But that's the worst start. The best start is a small start and scale with success. So at the beginning, a lot of capital is more of a liability than an asset. You can really get in trouble and get in, you know, too deep.
Fair enough. Well, George, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Yeah, this is a great one. So I love that you do this, by the way, George. I really endorse it. There's always one thing that somebody should take away from anything. And if we do that, you know, we're going to improve on a daily basis. My tip is this. It's more of a question than anything. I usually ask people when they say, how do I start trading? I say, could you spend $86,400 a day if you had to? And I'm sure most listeners, including myself, would say yes to that. And we flip that and say there is 86,400 seconds in a day. So while I won't give you the money, you do have 86,400 seconds in any single day. And I tell our team, choose how you spend them wisely, right? At the beginning, you know, we look for an entrance into a new industry. We're looking for maybe shortcuts. But really the important part is be aware and cautious of how you're using your time now. And you could really invest that time wisely and build the foundations for yourself, whether it's trading or anything else in life. You know, I think it's important to start saving first before you even get into investing. But you'll find that if you're more aware of how you use your time, it opens up doors of opportunity for anything you want to do.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets a come on.
Come on.
And George, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you?
Yeah, absolutely. What we do on a daily basis, we have actually a free YouTube morning market update. So anyone who's interested in the markets, if they follow us on YouTube, our account name is Trade Pro Academy. We do a 10-minute introduction to the morning of what's moving markets. And it's a great ongoing piece. It's a free report we do daily, so you can catch up on the news. Other than that, our website at tradeproacademy.com is great. We also provide people a free training to get started if they're interested, just to see what the world is like and if it makes sense for them.
Love it. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show George your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to tradeproacademy.com, check out all the great information, and go to the YouTube channel under Trade Pro Academy and check out those morning updates that they give as well. Thank you again, George.
Thanks, George. I really appreciate you having me on here. I had a blast.
Yeah,
you guys have a great day.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight because we are all in this together. Before I go, quick announcement. I've been asked by so many people over the past couple of years about how do I start a podcast that I've developed and released a course that will teach you exactly how to do that step by step, from figuring out the kind of show that you want to have to understanding how all the technology works behind it, and then how to get great guests and keep the thing moving and how to grow it. So if you're interested in that, check it out. You can go to georgegrumbacher.com/podcast course and you'll find it there. You can just go to the website. I'll also list that in the notes of the show.
What's up, Savage Nation? Please support the show by subscribing, leave us a review, and definitely feel free to share us with somebody you think would like it.
Come on.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.